We're learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Lamed Hey, and Aleph. We're going to start the Mishnah. Elu Dvarim Shadam Yetzin Nechavasu Pesach. These are the minim which Yetzin Nechiv Matzah Pesach. Chitim Sa'irim Kusim Mishivrim Shibay Lashuol. Five minim: wheat and barley and spelt and rye and oats. So the Gemara says Kusmin is min chitim. Kusmin spelt is a type of wheat. Shibay Lashuol V'Shifain min Sa'irim. Shibay Lashuol and Shifain is a type of barley. My nafkimina. Rashi says Lagabi Chuma. That is a din. You have to be tayrim mimin al minay. Can't be tayrim mimin al she'im minay. So mele chitim and kusmin are called the same din. You could be tayrim with chitim and kusmin. And Taisa says, and in Masechtas Menachos, Perek Bishmal, it's muchach, that's not discussing chum, it's discussing challah. And by challah, that dough from chitim is mistaim for the dough from kusmin, and a dough from sa'irim is mistaim for the dough of shibal shul and shifai. And Taisus brings the Mishnah Chala that says that Kusmin is mistarfen with everything except for Chitim. Sayim is mistarfen with everything except for Chitim, and Chitim is only mistarfen with Kusmin. So you see that Kusmin is mistarfen with Sayim also. So it's in the Chanami. It says Chitim is a min, Kusmin is a min Chitim, it's also a min Sayim. Now Taisus doesn't say clearly what's the din legabi being Tayrim mimin almina. He just says that the Gemara Menachah says it's discussing the Tzir for Chala. The Ran says that it doesn't help to be Tayyim Mizel Zeh, because they consider Minim Chalukim, he brings their Ayim, because the Masechtas Chumit says, Kosha Klayim Zem Zeh, ain't Tayyim Mizel Zeh. Anything that's Klayim one with the other, you can't be Tayyim one on the other. And in Masechtas Klayim, it's Mavur, the Chitim is Klayim with Kusmin. So Ayim is not Klayim with Kusmin, Shibay Lashul and Shifayim, but Chitim is Klayim with Kusmin. So you see that Chitim and Kusmin are considered two different minim legami klayim. Who would them legami turim mizel zes? That's his kasha and Rashi. Rashi's mavur, you could be turim from Chitim and Kusmin. L'chaya, the Mishnah in Chumu, which says that if this klayim zem zeh, you can't be turim. And the Mishnah in Klayim's mavur, that Chitim and Kusmin are klayim zem zeh. Just sayim and Kusmin are not. So he says if a turim it doesn't work, so why does it work for challah? Because the dough is similar. It's the same thing, like it says in the Yerushalmi. It's considered one dough, even though it's different meaning. By challah, you don't need the same meaning. You just need one big isa, so it has to be similar enough to be called one isa. Now, Shenki and Chuma, you need the same meaning. Chitim and Kusma are not considered the same meaning. So, as Rashi says it's for Chuma, Rashi Menachos Bemis and says also it's for challah, and Taisa says it's for challah, and the Ran says it's not for Chuma. For Chuma, they're considered different meaning. Now, the Ramba varns, why don't we say a third pshat? Not for chuma, not for chalas, for matzah. Why else would the Gemara bring it? But the Ramba says you can't say it's for matzah. You can't say that the pshat is that chitim and kusim and mitzdayim for your matzah, and sayim and shibay l'shul and shifan and mitzdayim for your matzah. But that would sound like chitim and sayim and not mitzdayim for your matzah. And he says there's a Gemara in Brachas that says mefurish not that way. The Gemara in Brachas that Laman Zayin and Midbay says, Lokan mikulam gazayis v'achle. If you take from all of them a gazayis and eat it, im chametzu anishkar, so matzu yeistech avasu v'pesach. So there's really a machlekes Rashi and Taisus there. But the Ran is going with Taisus pshat, that Lokan mikulam gazayis means from all the chameshes minim. If you take from chitim, sa'irim, and kusmin, shibel, shul, and shifa, make one gazayis a matzah. If it's one gazayis of chametz is ayin nishkar, it's one gazayis of matzah, yetzidei mitzvah matzah. But first, your Gemara, that they're all mitzvah from zemzeh. So that's why you can't learn the Gemara legabe tziv legabe matzah. Now Rashi there learns halakha mikulon doesn't mean from the chameshes minim, it means from the different types of menachos. I say the Rashi also there brings from Rav Haigayin. But that's a Gemara there. The Ran has a raya, it's like Taisus pshat. The Rashi doesn't hold that way. But there's an interesting Minchas Chinuch, it's Mitzvah Yud. He clears a shayla. Is there a din that the five minim are mitzdarfen zem zeh legabi to be yetzah matzah? And he says, the Mishnah later says in Daflamites that legabi mar, umitzdarfen legazayis. And Rashi says, there are the five minim of mar also, chazeres and ulshin and charchavina, and mar, the five minim for mar. And Rashi says the Mishnah mistarfen legazayis. Rashi says it means all five minim are mistarfen legazayis. So the Rav of Mishnah says that who would then buy matzah, the 5 minyan mistayer for matzah? The Ran, they also says that. The Ran says, how come it didn't say it by matzah? Because it's pashit. It's pashit. Why shouldn't there be mistayer? Mashayin came, legabe imar. You would think that since my marid is a din of tamariris, so maybe some of them don't have the same tamariris, so maybe the tamariris is but the one to the other. Kamash, well, no, they all have a tamariris, that's why they're mitzdarif. But the Milchus Chinuch doesn't like it so much. He says, why is it so pashut you mitzdarif? You see, by Murray, after red it ice, why would it be pashut by matzah? And he says, the Rambam never says anywhere that the 5 minimum mitzdarif by matzah, and also the two in the Shulchan Aruch also don't say it. Tafnun Gimel, where they didn't have Haminim, it doesn't say the all mitzdarif together. It doesn't say that in the Rambam or the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch. So maybe it's not true. Now, it's interesting, because according to the Pshat and the Gemara, in Brachas, Taflam and Zayin, and the Beis Tosis Pshat, the Ran's Pshat, the Beni Yonah in Brachas says that. So it's a Mefurish Gemara, it's mitzdarif. But he says, according to Rashi and Avayga, and you don't know that it's mitzdarif. The Rambam, the Torah Shulchan Aruch, they don't say it's mitzdarif. And then the Milchus Chinuch wants to declare, if we're not going to learn Pshat in the Gemara like Tesis, right? The Ran says the reason how we know that this Gemara that says Kusim Min Chitim, Shibayil Shul V'Shif and Min Sa'irim, the reason how we know that it doesn't mean Lagabe being Mitzdarif to be Kazayas Matzah, is because we have the Gemara in Brachas that says it's all Mitzdarif. Well, according to Rashi and Rav Haigam, we don't have such a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara doesn't mean the 5 Minei Dagan, the Gemara means a different Menachas. So according to Rashi, why don't we just learn this Gemara that it's mitzdarif the chitim with the kusman and the sayim with the shvayel shul and the shifain, and it means lagabe achilas matzah. He said, "Bem is in the shver. If it's lagabe chala or lagabe truma, so why did he bring it in here? What's it doing in psachem nafamene? Why does it say it? We're not learning hilchas chala, hilchas truma here. So the problem is, like the Milchus Chinuch says, Rashi's not helpful here. Rashi's the one that learns that Lam and Zayin and Beis and Brachas, and we're not talking about the Hemine Dagan. So according to Rashi, we have an opening to learn that this Gemara that says that Chitim is Kusman's Min Chitim, Shibal Shul, Shifim Min Tzerim is the Gabe being Mitzdarif for Matzah, and Rashi himself learns the Gabe Chuma is bothered. Why did Rashi learn the Gabe Matzah? Also the Rambam, he's medayik from the steam of Rambam. The Rambam never says that they're mitzdar from Zem Zem. But if the Rambam would have learned this Gemara, it's the Gabbid being mitzdar from Matzah, so he should bring it. He should bring that it's mitzdar from. Not that all 5 minyan are mitzdar from Zem Zem, but I'll upon him, the chitim are mitzdar with the kusmin, and the shvel shul neshif, and are mitzdar with the serim, like the Gemara says. But he's bothered. But in the end, he says, the chayy should be machmanat to be mitzdarif, because it doesn't say it clear in the peskim that it's mitzdarif. The steam is the peskim is not mitzdarif. That's what he says. But that was a bissel shver. I would then want alacha lamaisa that avadi he could be mitzdarif. I mean, the kamer ishainim that say mafurish that way. The Tosis, the Ran, like he brought the Ran and the Rav and Baratanur said mafurish. And Taisus in Brachas Taflam and Zayin and Vebeiz and Ben Yonah there learned that the Gemara says that it's Mitzdarif. Look at Mekulon Kazayis. If a Chometz, you got Karis for Matzah, Yesedim, it's his Matzah, Mefurish, and it's Mitzdarif. So Kamri Yishenim and Mefurish is Mitzdarif. And even if they don't say Pshat in the Gemara in that Brachas Taflam and Zayin and Vebeiz, but you don't see anywhere that it's not Mitzdarif, why don't the Mishnah say it's Mitzdarif? Akasha for Maisi. Anyway, have the Kasha in those Yishenim. The Ran says because it was Pashit. So why would you learn? Maybe the Rishayin was old because it's Pashit. Now how come Lagabi Chalav and not all Mitzdarif? But that's a pshat because by Chalav the Yisayda Darvah is you need one big Issa. If it's two Issas, it's not Mitzdarif. And well, you say, like you have a case where let's say someone was planning on being Mechal with them. The two Issas belong to different people in the Makbid. Or you have a case where let's say the two Issas are spiced very differently and you're very Makbid, they shouldn't mix together. So it's also not mitzdarif. There's a din, legabe chala, has to be one big isa. So there, the pshat is, if they're not similar enough, it can't become one big isa. Now, shenkin matzah, you have to do gezayis and matzah, you have to do gezayis and matzah, you have to do gezayis and matzah, techilis bras. Chitim is matzah, sarin is matzah, shibel shul is matzah, shifin is matzah, it's all matzah. Why shouldn't it be mitzdarif? Mehecha tesed is a svara that it's not mitzdarif. I saw the Aruch HaShulchan, he passes away by Pshita, Simitafnum Gimel Sefal Chaval, it's Mitzdarif. Now, you have this Kasha, which the Emerson is Kasha, all the Rishonim. No Rishon says that the Pshat and the Gemara is Lagabe Matzah and Fakir. the Rambam, like he says, if you midayik the stimus around mesnat mestarif, he also doesn't learn the pshat in the Gemara as legabi matzah. And Rashi also doesn't learn the pshat in the Gemara as legabi matzah. And Shaila, so why did the Gemara over here discuss a din which is legabi chalo, legabi chuma? Taka bissel shver. And so the Pnei Yeshua says the Gemara is by burning because lechayr lechem means chidim and sa'irim. As that is the Pasha the Kroi says in Parsha Sekev, where it talks about Eretz Chidim v'sa'irim, and then it says Eretz Hashem Miskein Yishtaycha b'lechem. The Pasha Pshan and Lechem is Chidim and Sa'irim. So bothered, Matzah's Lechem, Ahini, it's Lechem. Lechayr Shini Chidim and Sa'irim. That's what brings the Rashi to say, it's also Nichol Chidim Sa'irim Al Kaponim to make it a shame Lechem. But Lagabe, it's Starfus by Matzah. You don't need it Starfus. As long as they have a Kzaisa Kuspras and Matzah, you don't need it should be one thing that it should be Mitzdarif. If I don't know Mitzdarif, say, I come by Mori, like the Ran says, because Mori, you would think the Mevatel says it. Now, the Gemara brings in Joshua, Menon, and Emily. How do we know that you need these five Minim? Amr Abshim, Lachash, and Tandar Abishmal, Lachitam, and Dvar Blazim, Yankov. Lachitam of Chametz, Shivas Yam, Taichal of Matzahs. It's a Hekish. It says you can't eat Chametz. And for 7 days, you have to eat matzah. So, dvarim ha'bom v'dechim l'tziyotze v'dechavasim v'matzah. Yotze elu she'bom v'dechim v'tzele de'sircha. These are the only five minim that will come v'dechim. It's leavening, the leavening process, the chimitz process can only be in these five minim. Any other min can't come v'dechim. So, achreinim, the Rav Chanan, later in Daphne and Daladim on the days, it's ice kuvayim vav in the kevet shirim. The Vecheskel Simeon Aleph Eis Aleph have a chakira. What's the pshan in this hekesh? Is the pshan in this hekesh that there's a din that anything you want to use for matzah has to be able to be chametz? And even if you use these heimine dogon, the ma'aser have to be able to become chametz. If they don't become chametz, it can't be matzah. Or let's say you have another min which b'mikra somehow you make it that it's able to come with the chametz. Also would help. There's no din you need these five minim. The din is you need bala de chimitz. If it's these five minim happen to be bala de chimitz, but if these five minim wouldn't be bala de chimitz, so then it wouldn't work. Or if you have other minim that happen to be bala de chimitz, it would work. Or no. The pasuk is to megala the minim. It's just the way the pasuk has to teach you what the minim are. The pasuk says you need bala de chimitz. The pasuk's not telling you really need bala de chimitz. You need as a min, but how do you identify the min? If the min is a min, that's bala de chimitz, that's the min that you need for matzah. But it's not the pshat you need bala de chimitz, you don't. You need this min. How do you know which min the Torah wants? Because he's in a min of my bala de chimitz. But the ik is that he should have that min. Is the vart that you need bala de chimitz, that's the ik. Rather, these minim are bala de chimitz, if not. But if these minim would not be bala de chimitz, it won't work. And if other minim would be bala de chimitz, it would work. Or no. The ik is you need these five minim. The Torah identifies these five minim on your day by telling you about the chimitz, saying you figure out these five minim, but because you need these five minim. So the Vecheskel says it's a machlokes v'sheinim shat. He says this the key is really a machlokes v'sheinim. We have the Gemara at the end of the Amud. The Gemara starts off that if you have an Isa sheni leisha v'yayin v'shem v'midvash, ein chayav anachim mutzei karis. You're not chayav karis. So the Gemara first thought the reason is because you have the hekesh. That since you can't be Yetzer Matzah with Yayin Shem and Dvash, because it's not Lechem Ayini, so who would then? You can't have Chametz as a Hekesh. In order to be Chayim Mishim Chametz, you need the Shvev the Yetzer Matzah. But the Gemara Lameisah slugs it up, because in Mcheyu Vagamai, you see that if you dissolve it, you Chayim Vachametz, even though you're not Yetzer Matzah. So the Gemara is a different reason, because maybe you say Mechmitzin. Then the Shaila is, what happened to the Hekesh? The Gemara before said the Hekesh, the guy with the Heiminim. And here the Gemara says, you don't say the Hekesh Lagabe Isa Shin Leisha B'yayim V'shem and Udvash. So the Muhammad says, it's a Daf Lamed Vav, the Muhammad says that really, the Hekesh, you have the Hekesh. The Muhammad holds that if you have a Isa Shin Leisha B'yayim V'shem and Udvash, even if you don't hold Yidid Lechemeini, that's its Cheshman in the Gemara, you still can't be Yetzer Matzah, because it's Ein Abolei Dechimetz. Because he holds, and here we're talking about a min, the min is chitim sayim, kusim shibel shul and jif, and the min is the right min. But since it's the elisha b'yayin shem and dvash, and they can't come with their chemis, because may bear yisim mechnitzin, that alone is the reason why he can't be yitzim matzah. That's what the mechamis holds, because of the hekesh. The Gemara said, I like the hekesh. He said, it depends which way. If you want to be yitzim matzah, you need something b'alei dechimitz. But what the Gemara is saying is, if you want to be chayim v'shem chametz, you don't need something which you could be eitzem matzah. The Ekish only goes one way. That anything which is not bolei dechim, but you can't be eitzem matzah. But the Hekish doesn't work, that anything which you're not eitzem matzah, you can't be chayim v'shem chametz. As we state in the Melchamis. So you see from the Melchamis that what is the pshan in the Hekish is bepayel. It's not the min, it's yayin shem and udvash. You have the min, and let's say there's no problem with lechemaini, you still have a problem with saying bolei dechimetz, you need bepayel as you bolei dechimetz. So there you see the Ramban holds the one side of the chakir, but the Rambam holds faket. The Rambam in Ilchus Chametz u'matzah perek vav halacha hei, he says that a matzah which is nil shumei peiris, you are yaitzah. Because lechem ayni, the Rambam holds, is only ayin shem and udvash. Did he have a problem with lechem ayni? But other may payers is no problem with lechem ayni. So the Rambam says, you are yetzer. Ah, it's not bolei dechimetz. So zok the lechem mishnah, because bolei dechimetz is only you need the right min. But if you have the right min, even if the pile of kankom dechimetz, it's also good enough. See, it means the Magen Avraham has such a clear. It says, if you have whole wheat matzah, matzah mixed with subin and mursan, so that works. So Magen Avraham says, I see for me that subin and mursan are bolei dechimetz. But then he says, maybe not. Maybe the subin and mursan, the bran, comes from wheat, so it's a min bolei dechimetz. That's also good enough. So you see, the Magen Avraham had the same topic. But lechayr. Tainei divrei chesed, machlokes Ramban and Rambam. I saw the Beis Halevi earlier, it says, mamash the same thing. The Beis Halevi, chelek alam simcha vavayz dalin. He says, that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. If the Hekish is that you need taka bolei dechimetz bepayel, and that's why may peiris, you can't be yetzer, even without the din of lechem ayini, or no, you just need the min. Now, the emphasis, they didn't see, we have the Chedushi Haran. Hitaka says it clear. When he brings down the Melchamis, he brings down the Melchamis' pshat that he can't be yetzer with Isa Shem Leisha B'yayin Shem Advash, even without the din of lechem ayini, because it's not bolei dechimetz. So Dr. Ran, lo nihirali, the cave in the maskinim b'davar shen yetzim b'am v'shem chayav v'na chamutzei kairis, that even something you're not yetzim atzi, you still chayav v'na chamutzei kairis, mashal kaim l'keisha el l'minim. Mamish is word, that you see from the Gemara's maskana, that the hekesh, you don't need b'poyel shibol d'chimus, you just need the min. So that's the machloikis from Ban and Ran. The Gemara's have menezicha held its tali in b'poyel. But just like the Gemara said l'maskana, that you don't need to be yetzim matzah in order to be chayim v'shem chimetz, does that mean that the hekesh is not on the b'payel boli dechimetz or b'payel yetzim dechimetz, it's only on the min? Or the pshat is no. The hekesh is on the b'payel, but it's only one way. It's only that you need boli dechimetz, boli dechimetz in order to be yetzim matzah, but you don't need to be yetzim matzah in order to be chayim v'shem chimetz. So you see, the Chedush Ran's Mefurish, he learned like what the Divrei Cheskel said in the Das Rambam. So Rabbi Chanan, there, Kofay and Zayin already in the third parak, he asked the Kasha that the Gemara Menachos is Mavur, that this din of Bala Dechimotz, that you need these five minim, is not only Legabei Matzah, it's also Legabei the Chiyav of Chala, and also Legabei the Isser of Chadash. It's only these Hei Minim. So for Rabbi Chanan, so Lefidah Ramban, you shouldn't be chayim and chala if you lash a b'yayin shem and vash. It's not that way. The Ma'aser said that you are chayim and chala. So chadash is not shver because chadash already became asur mishum chadash. So it's not going to become mutter. It's not going to be paka the iser when you can't be yetz in the mitzvah matzah, or when you can't be bolei dechimetz. But by chala, if you lash the chala with b'yayin shem and vash, may peir say machmitzim, you're still chayim chala. What's the pshat? You need the five minim because you need bolei dechimetz. The bishlam like the Rambam and the Ran. By matzos, you don't really need bolei dechimetz. You just need the right min. So by chalos, it's good. But like the Ramban, that by matz, you need bolei dechimetz mamish. So what's the pshat by chal? You don't. So the Vichesu talks about us. So they both speak about the Ran, the Rosh at the end of Hilchas Chala, that speaks about when you have the Mishnah that says if you have rice and flour mixed together, you are yetzim matzah. The shaila is why the Gemara in Zvachim says because it's tam ke'ikr. But the Ramban, the Rosh brings the Ramban, that brings you Yerushalmi, that tam ke'ikr is not enough. It's also because it has a kayach of greyer, it says, that when you have the chitim and the ayur is mixed together, So the chitim make that the iris is also balei dechimatz. It's good the iris also is balei dechimatz. So the Vicheska learns, the Rebbe Chanan is very niskasha with the whole thing. The Vicheska learns there's two dinim. There's a din you need balei dechimatz bepayel. That's what the Ramban holds. But that's only by matzah. There's a din also that for the shem lechem you need a min which is balei dechimatz. That's even by challah. But that's mitzad the shem lechem. Now you don't need actual balei dechimatz. So by other minim, even if they're bala dechimitz, it doesn't work. That's why you need the din of tam ke'ikr. The din is tam. The vechita make the ayir is bala dechimitz alone. That alone is not enough. You also need the din of tam ke'ikr, because you need both things. You need that it should be the min of chitim, and you also need that it should be actually bala dechimitz. So mele, by challah, you don't need it should be bala dechimitz. By challah, you just need the min, but by matzah, there are manholes you need it should be bala dechimitz. Now, in that Gemara Gufa, right, the Gemara started off saying that Isa Shiloh should be Ayin Shemit Vashi, not Chayav Lachimitz Karis. The Gemara focused, you have a Hekesh, that since you're not Yetzah Matzah, because it's Lechem, it's not Lechem Aini, so Mela Huadin, you can't be Chayav Chametz off the Hekesh. On that, the Gemara asked the Kash on that. The Gemara said, it can't be, because the Brayse says, if you take pass and you dissolve it, and then you drink it up, so if it's chametz, you're einish kar, as it says. But if it's matzah, you're not yetzidei chavasa v'pesach. So you see from there, that even though you're not yetzidei chavasa v'pesach because it's a liquid, but still, you're einish kar, you see that you can't use the hekesh to pat you from kars. And like we said, if either a man, you say this, the hekesh only goes one way. The hekesh is only if you're not chayiv, if you can't bole the chimetz, you're not yetzidei matzah. But there's no hekesh that if not yetz matzah, you can't be chayim shum chimetz. And according to the Ran, the Yisaitis, the hekesh is only on the min. It's not, you don't need bepail to be bolei chimetz. You don't need bepail to be yetz matzah, the hekesh is the min. Now, in the thing of Mchei of the Gomle, that says if chametz is einish karis and matzah, you're not yetz l'chayiv. So Rashi says, why not yetz l'chayiv? Rashi says, lav derech achil l'kachalei. So the Rashash, and also the Shleim Egam, and this Gilyan Rasha in the back of the Gemara, they hold that when Rashi says Lav Derech Achila, means it's Shalei Kederech Achila. So like we had early in the Daf of Dal and the Vez, Shalei Kederech Achila. They say from here, Shemineshu the Chakir of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech, and Elchis, you say the Atayr Perakelech Achas as a Chakir. He says that we find that Koli Surin Shabbatar in a Chayiv Aladerech Achila, the Gemara Msachim earlier, is that only Lagabe Yisurim? That is sur min achayiv derech achilasan. What about lagabe mitzvahs? If you have a mitzvah achila, do you need derech achilasan? As I claim the Mishnah Lamelech Hashayla. So the Rashash and the Gilui Mashah both say, from this Rashi is mavur, hemcheo v'gomei, what's the problem? It's not derech achila. Thais is my mitzvahs, you're not yaitzin a mitzvah unless you have derech achila. Now Divi Yecheskel, in Simon Yen Aleph, Isaac Gimel, he says, if Rashi meant, because it's not derech achila, like by Yisurim, so why achayim Hashem chametz? By Surim, there's a din also need derech achila. Well, why would it be chayim shem chametz if it's not derech achila? So then Yecheskel says, Rashi means something else. See, there's a Gemara in Chul, in Daf Kaf Chaf Amin Aleph, the Rishash and the Gilui Mashah both are mitzayin to this Gemara. The Gemara brings this brisa, and the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Bishleim, I am Bishleim in Matzi, Adam, Eitzir, Chayvasai, because Lechem Aini Amar Chmanav, I love Lechem Aini. I understand that you're not Yetzir Chiv Matzah because it says Lechem Aini. And this is not Lechem Aini. Now, does it mean it's not Lechem Aini or does it mean it's not Lechem altogether? That you can clear. But it's not Lechem Aini. That's what the Gemara says. But if Chametz Einish Karis, why? Why Einish Karis? It says Achila. It says you're not going to eat Chametz. You're not eating it. You're drinking it. So Ishlakish says, because the Pasuk says, V'nefesh l'rabbis es ha-sheisa. And that's why Einish Karis, because Nefesh tells you to Yimar b'sheisa. Now, the Rashash and the Gilui Mashah is a little bothered. Why did Rashi say, because it's not derech achila? The Gemara said, different time. The Gemara says, because it's not lechem ayni. Or it's not lechem, however you want to learn the Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't say, because it's not achila. The Gemara says, it's not lechem ayni. So the Divi Chaskel said, that the Gemara really says both taina. Because the Gemara says that there's a reason why you shouldn't be yetzir chametz, is because achila ksiv bei. It's not achila. Now, Taisis granted there on the Gemara that says Hai Lav Lechem Ayni, who Taisis there in Chul and Daf Kafcha says Have a Matzal Mei Menami Achila Ksevbe. It could have said because of Achila. What's the pshat? That the Gemara was saying that when the Torah says you can't eat something, you still want to drink it. It means not to eat it. Not that you still want to drink it. it's this ribuy of nefesh l'ramis as a sheisa, which teaches you that not only are not allowed to eat chametz, but you're not allowed to drink chametz. By matzah, it never says a ribuy for shtiyah. So the Gemara really says both times. Even though the Gemara says the time that you're not eating the matzah is not lechem ani, but the Gemara also asks the kasha, why are you chayim mishum chametz? It says achila, and this is shtiyah, and that the Gemara answers nefesh l'ramis as a sheisa. By matzah, you don't have that. So that's another time in the Gemara, that when it says Achila, we don't know Shtiyah, unless we have a Ribuy. So that's Pshat of Rashi. Rashi doesn't mean the Din of Shalaika Derech Achila. Rashi means it's Achila, not Shtiyah. It's not Achila, it's Shtiyah. It has nothing to do with the Mishnah L'melech of Shalaika Derech HaGlasim. As I tell you, the Divya Cheskel. But L'chaim, why did Rashi say this? Why did Rashi say Lechemayni? So Divya Cheskel says a Gevaldik Eteretz. He brings the Arsameach. The Arsameach is a Machos Asuris, the beginning of Perikid Zion. He has a problem like this. He says, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Right? In the Havman of the Gemara, Isa Shin Elisha B'Yayin Shem V'Dvash, Yinah Chayav Al-Chimutzakaris. Why? So the Gemara says, because you have a Hekesh, since you can't be Yates the Matzah, because it's Matzah Ashirah. So Mamela, you can't be Chayav Al-Chimutzakaris. He says, I have a shayla like this. Let's say you have something which doesn't have yayin shem and dvash. It's plain flour and water. And you let it become chametz. And now you take it, and now you mix it with yayin shem and dvash, after it's chametz. So are you going to be chayim shematzah? Tani dar sameach avada yet. Even in the Havman. Even if the reason why isa shin elisha be yayin shem and dvash, you're not mechayim shem chametz, is because it can't be yayin shematzah. And avada, if you have flour and water, you started off with flour and water, and then somewhere later in the production you added yayin shem and dvash, you still won't be able to eat the matzah. But once it became chametz, when it was flour and water, the issa chametz is not paka after you add yayin shem and dvash. Even if it's nifsal me'achilas adam, the issa chametz is not paka until it's nifsal me'achilas kalev. So the pshat is, if originally it only had yayin shem and dvash, it never had a matzah where it was, you were able to be Yetzir Matzah, so in the Havman of the Gemara, so Mela can't become Chametz. But once it was flour and water, it wasn't Yayin Shem and Vash, and it became Chametz, so the Issa Chametz will stay even after you put the Yayin Shem and Vash. I say Tanit Des Mech Vadava Pashit. Even if there were to be a Limud that says you need to be Yetzir Matzah in order to be Chayim Mishim Chametz, and Issa Shem Leishim be Yayin Shem and Vash, you can't be Yetzir Matzah because the Matzah is Shir, so Mela Chayim Chametz. That's only if it never was in a matzav of chametz, which it would be chayim mishum chametz. The original dough was nilush b'yayin shem advash. It was first nilush with water, and it became chametz, and now you chayim mishum chametz, and then you put in yayin shem advash, avada wouldn't be pacha. So fektar semech, oy bezoy, so what's the kashim chayev v'gomei? It's pashit. Him chayev v'gomei not yates the matzah, because in this matzah, it can't be yates the matzah. But him chayev v'gomei originally, it wasn't liquefied. Originally, it was a regular chametz. So avada, where would this chametz be paka? Avada that's the din. Avada the din is yichayim mishum chametz. Even if there'll be a tanai, you have to be yetzir matzah, but you had the tanai. You had the tanai originally. Apella, as I picked this back, apella the Gemara. Even if there was such a tanai that you have to be able to be yetzir matzah and utim yichayim mishum chametz, that's only originally. So by Imcheyu v'gomai, you had the Tanai originally. It wasn't Imcheyu, so it was already Chal Nisr Chametz. Why would it be Paka? So Zagdar Sanech, it must be Imcheyu v'gomai means that it never was Chametz b'Pesach. You were Imcheyu before Pesach. So it was never Chal Nisr Chametz. But he says, and he wants to bring in the Zariah, he says, we brought early on Nafchav Tesim and Days, we had a shayla, is chametz called Isura Bala Teir Bala? Chametz before Pesach, is the pshat that it's not us yet? Pesach comes and then it's Chal V'Yisr. So then you could say if you were Himcheu before Pesach, it wouldn't be Chal V'Yisr Chametz on it. Because when it came Pesach to be Chal V'Yisr Chametz already, you couldn't be Yetzir Matzah, so the Yisr Chametz never started. But if you say that the Yisrei the Chametz is called Isura Bala, it's Shmoyalov, it's really also before Pesach, it's just the Isra of Chametz is Chametz of Pesach, like we explained then. So the Pshat is, so what's Pshat in the Gemara? Even if before Pesach Yom Cheyo, but before Yom Cheyo was Chal Hashem Chametz, why should it be Paka? As I think there's some Echa Gval Negeshayla. So Zot the Divri and Cheskel, that's how Rashi said the time of Lechem Ayni. Because, I mean, that's how Rashi didn't say the time of Lechem Ayni, that's how Rashi said the time of Derech Achila. Because the time of Lechem Ayni, originally, before it was Nimcha, it was Lechemaini. So then it was Esr Chametz, and it wouldn't be Paka. But the time of that it's not Achila, the pshat is you don't say it's Chal and Esr Chametz, it won't be Paka. Because what is the Esr Chametz? Esr Chametz is Achila to eat it. And he ain't drinking it. And since by Matzah, there's no din that drinking it is like Achila, so by Chametz also shouldn't help the Shtiyah. So if the Tamas al Lechem Aini, then you wouldn't be able to, the Gemara wouldn't have a Shverkeit. Because even if there was a Tanai after the Yitzchi of Matzah, but that's only in order for it to have an Issa Chametz Bichal. But once it's Chal, it wouldn't be Paka. But if the time is because you need an Achila, not a Shtiyah, that wouldn't, you wouldn't say once it's Chal, it's not Paka. Still, you don't have an Achila, you only have a Shtiyah. So the Divi Chesdel fares ice with this like this. Right? We said before the two ways to learn the Gemara. Why Taka don't you say the Hekesh? The Ran says, because the Hekesh only the guy be the Min. That's what we learned in the Rambam. The Hekesh only the guy be the Min. You don't need the Poyel that should be Boyle Yechimitz. You don't need the Poyel that should be Yetzir Matzah. But the Rambam holds the Hekesh is only one way. You're not Yetzir Matzah unless it's Boyle Yechimitz. But you still could be Chayim and Chametz even if you're not Yetzir Matzah. So the Ran's bothered. What's the difference? And Hekesh Lamechsa. So the Chsam Sefer says, because Nefesh Leramis is a Sheisa teaches you that you can be chayiv chametz even if not yetzer matzah. There we have the gilei akra. This is where we have the gilei akra. You can't say that in order to be chayiv chametz you have to be yetzer matzah, because we know that you're not yetzer matzah when it's imcheiv. And nefesh l'rabbis v'sheisa teaches you are chayiv mishum chametz by imcheiv. So it's a gilei akra. So Taila Divi Cheskel, if the chsarin of achilas matzah is that it's not lechem ayini, or it's not lechem, so then you have this gilei akra. Because in Chayu, we have a Gilei Akra by Chametz that Yechayiv. We have a Gilei Akra by Matzah Yinai Yetzir, because it says Lechemaini. So the Hekesh, you have to say, the Hekesh doesn't go that way. The Hekesh goes the other way, that if you're not Chayim Mishim Chametz, you're not Yetzir Matzah. But the Hekesh doesn't go that if you're not Yetzir Matzah, you're not Chayim Mishim Chametz, because in Chayu, you can't be Yetzir Matzah, Shetach Lechemaini. And in Chayu, the Hekesh, in Chayim Mishim Chametz, is a Pasuk, Nefesh Rabbis and Shesa. So Mimele, you see a Gilei Akra, you only say Hekesh one way, not the other way. But if the Pshat is like Rashi, that the reason why you're not Yetzir Matzah is because Matzah needs Achila and not Shtiyah, so Adarabba, learn that from the Hekesh that Matzah is good enough for Shtiyah. Just like Chametz is good enough for Shtiyah, so Matzah is good enough for Shtiyah. The only problem, we don't have any Klar Pasuk that Matzah is good enough for Shtiyah. It's just we don't have a Ribui. You have a Ribui by Chametz, let the Hekesh bring over the Ribui to Matzah. Elamai, Zakta Divi Cheska, Rashi can't learn that the Pshat is the Gilei Akra, not to say the Hekesh. It must be stamped the Gemara held that the Hekesh is only the guy by the Min, but not that you need that it's Mepoyel Bolidei Chimitz.